Welcome, welcome, friends. It is that time of the year, the very first Tori's Take of the 2017 season. We're going to switch things up a little bit today, and I'm going to give you three things that stood out from Sunday and maybe something a little bit extra at the end. Let's do it. Kicking things off, all aboard the Galladay Inn Express. Okay, Kenny Galladay didn't have the hottest start to his very first NFL game, a couple drops, a penalty, but all was forgotten when the 6'4" rookie hauled in two touchdown catches in the fourth quarter to aid in yet another Lions comeback. Both catches were impressive, but that second one, he just absolutely laid out for it. Good stuff to see from your third round pick. Now, he is a rookie and rookie years come with growing pains, so I'll caution against putting too high of an expectation on this kid after just one game, but there's no reason not to be excited about those plays. Next up, Lions safeties coming through with the takeaways. Each one of the Lions safeties who played in Sunday's game had an interception. Tavon Wilson, Glover Quinn, even second-year player Miles Killebrew each had a pick of their own. Killebrew even returned his for a touchdown. After finishing 28th in the league in takeaways last year, that's seriously impressive. It's been a huge emphasis for the secondary this offseason, and they've done things like tennis ball catching drills to help fine-tune their ball skills, and it paid off on Sunday. Getting turnovers like that more consistently will certainly help this defense going forward. Number three, who doesn't love a good burn, right? Well, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith was watching Sunday's game and was apparently put off by Matthew Stafford's interception to open up the game, so he decided to tweet about it. He said, "Oh, hell nah, I don't want to see Matt Stafford throwing pick sixes, not after becoming the highest paid player in the NFL. No, sir." Well, the Lions offense picked back up after that, and Stafford threw four touchdowns to finish off that game, so the Lions account, which, by the way, I have no part in running, contrary to what some people think, the Lions account had a little clapback for that one. They retweeted Stephen A. and added, "Four TDs enough? Yes, sir." That gif gets me every time. But seriously, Stafford did have a great day to finish up on Sunday and did not let that interception to start the game influence the way he finished it. All right, and lastly, we have a little bonus for you. It's a segment we're going to call The Extra Point that looks at something trending from around the league. Now, hopefully you saw it on social media last night, but this week's Extra Point is going to take you to Giants-Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Odell Beckham Jr. was sidelined with an ankle injury, but Cowboys wide receiver Cole Beasley says, "Hey, I'll bring my own show." He had this ridiculous catch in the fourth quarter. Now, the drive didn't end up ending in a score for the Cowboys, and it was only for 7 yards, but I mean, look at this catch. One-handed behind the back. It was a third down conversion. How is this even humanly possible? The Giants offense struggled greatly without OBJ at the ready, and the Lions are headed to face them next weekend in New York. Now, it's unknown yet whether Odell will be playing next week, but he does have an extra day to get ready since it is a Monday night game. Okay, guys, that wraps up this week's Tori's Take. I hope you don't mind me switching up the format a little bit. Make sure you tweet me at SportsTori with an I and let me know what you thought. Don't forget, we'll be talking hardcore football later on this week with my weekly Facebook Live, so tune into that. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.